All right, we are recording.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Yay.
It's only been 2 weeks, so we actually
Thank
probably remembered what happened last time.
you. You'd think that? You would think that.
All right, so you all are in search of this falling star on behalf of the famed barbarian. Wow. Off to a good start.
Una.
Una,
King
thank
Una.
Jesus. That name just fled my brain in a hurry. On behalf of the famed barbarian Una, and you have is taking you to the west of Jungle's Edge, into the jungle itself, home of these massive elementally infused lizards, which you came across last session. You found a massive electrical infused giant lizard, very T-Rex coated, that you all fought and managed to defeat, discovering that it had two hearts and that one of the hearts is what gave it its elemental infusions. It was actually a pretty tough fight. You all came out of it pretty beaten up. So you found a good place to kind of hunker down and rest. And that's where you came across an attractive ranger named Vigo, who was a paladin of Kasuba and wandered these woods protecting it. And he took you to a small hidden shelter in the woods used by paladins and rangers and other friends of the forest, where he did a lot of opening doors dramatically with two hands and basically, let you know that a few of his rangers had gone missing investigating the meteor fall, kind of trying to warn you away from it and telling you that it's a bad idea to pursue it. But you all decided to press onward. You got a map of the region from the wall that was carved in. You also met his weird friend Claris, who is another ranger at the hut. But you all were able to get a long rest. And the next morning, Hayrin gave everybody in the group their own pair of cargo shorts for this expedition.
Love it.
So you all continued on and deeper into the jungle, arriving at a point where the plant life has grown thicker, more growing out of control, which the Vigo had told you was a sign that you'd be getting closer to the meteor fall. So, you all are getting near the target of your goal here, but before you can get there, you all began to hear the voices of your loved ones calling out for help. Hayrin heard her mother, Tomi heard her father, Kes heard one of his childhood friends, Ula heard heard her mom's voice, and Roisin heard her bestie back home, Ember. Not to be confused with any Embers in any other campaigns that we might be playing in. I realized that in our Sunday campaign that there's a you went to a tavern called Embers. So, and upon investigating the voices, you found a bizarre creature with the body of a big ape, a skull for a head, and tentacles for arms. And that's where we're going to start the session with you all rolling for initiative. Go ahead and connect to maps and D&D Beyond if you haven't already.
Is a Cubone attacking us? Is this a Pokemon?
I think once you see the picture of
No,
it in the
very
app,
no.
you will say that this is not a Pokemon.
Bummer. In sight unseen, the description sounds a little Cuboney.
It's not going to be nearly as adorable.
Probably not. That's fair.
Oh shit, dice. Could we have prepped any of the new spells that we learned, or is that like next long rest?
Oh yeah, you can. You leveled up right after fighting that dinosaur, so you had a long rest.
Cool. Thank you.
Is my link for maps?
What the fuck? It literally says, what the fuck?
Ho-ho!
All right. Hey Ren, or hey Ren. Oh, you haven't got your dice yet. Cass, what did you get on your dice roll?
This is initiative, right?
Yes.
17.
All right, Roisin.
Seven.
Tomi.
I rolled a 1, but I have +3. I don't know if we add that with initiative.
Yeah, it's you get 4.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Ula?
Yeah, you 9. Can auto fail initiative.
My my character I'm playing in my weekly group that I'm playing in has a -1 dex, and so our first combat I got a 0 initiative. Yeah, the DM's like, all right, anybody else in 1 to 5? He said, looking at me expectantly, and I kept my hand down. He's like, what? All right.
Do I have a story for you?
And then, hey, Ren, what'd you get?
13.
All right. Any swappery with Kess? Kess, you're currently at the top of the initiative order.
It's up to whoever wants to go first.
I mean, if you want me to pop off a bless, I can. But that's up to you. I would be happy to do so.
Swap in with Ula, Kess?
Sure.
Okay. So we start with Ula.
Wow, I just rolled a test on my dice and I rolled 4 10s out of 6 dice.
Very average.
Very, very average. As promised, we will do a bless. Where did that?
You're blessed.
You're blessed.
We're all within 30 feet. So I will cast it at a second level. So the 4 of you get it.
Thank you.
So everybody but Ula is blessed?
Everybody but me, yeah.
Bless.
And I don't have any relevant bonus actions. So that is, hilarious. I'm going to immediately use Harness Divine Power to get that spell slot back.
There you go.
And done.
Okay, puts up Hey Red.
It's just a thing. Giant cube bomb. in front of us. I'm going to summon. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna summon the Shadow Daddy.
Shadow Daddy. Right
next to it.
So noisy.
Okay. Like right there?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I will. Oh, and I'll think. I will start my blade song.
Noise.
Voice.
And I'm going to take a few steps away once my mouse starts working. And then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, can I just. I regret not moving. Can I? Oh, never mind. He's already moving. I lost my chance.
Sorry. Promise I was trying to go over.
Never
here.
Mind.
Never mind.
Lost my shot.
All right. Ula and Tomi, these tentacles lash out at the two of you. I need you both to make wisdom saving throws.
Oh, all right. At least it's wisdom and not.
I'm not great. All right, there are those. Where did my dice? There it is.
24? 24.
All right. You're able to, you just feel like this sort of psychic onslaught as this tentacle rushes at you and you're able to avoid it. Tomi?
Slap it.
I'm trying to figure out if this is a 10 or a 19 on this weird ass dice. It's a 19. Okay, so I got 18.
Nice.
No, wait, 20.
20? All right. You also avoid taking any ill effects.
Bro, what the fuck?
Absolutely not. I don't need another scar on my head.
Okay, puts up Keth.
Okay, Kes is Kes I think I shifted before we started combat last time because I have that checked on my sheet already.
Sure.
Okay. So I think I did that after we were running towards whatever this noise was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or like the cries. Okay, so I've got that up. Got my 6 temp HP. Kes is going to hiss at whatever this monstrous creature is.
Mm-hmm.
Move around this large rock here. Coming around the side, Kess's vision narrows, the pupils kind of focus in on this creature, and he says something under his breath, and as he does, there's this connection, this almost like tether of primal energy that reaches out from him and grasps hold of it as I'm casting Hunter's Mark.
Yeah.
And I will take a shot with my bow.
Kes, Hunter's Mark fails.
What? Uh-oh. Is it a... It's not a save.
Okay.
Hunter's Mark fails.
I will say you can still concentrate on it if you'd like, but...
All right, well, short bow... That's a 10.
10 will miss.
Cool. Kes moves behind the rock.
Like, yeah, you try to cast Hunter's Mark on it, and it's just something about this weird creature. Like, you can't get that connection that you're used to from it.
Well, I've never done this before, so.
Oh. Inauspicious start to Hunter's Mark for you. I'm sorry.
Well, and I don't know if you... Matt, you might already know this, but I realized in our last game, when I'm playing a ranger, it's a concentration spell, so you can, without expending it again, you can try again next turn if you want to hold on to it.
As a bonus action, yeah, you can try to reapply
it. But you just don't have to use the resource again.
Okay, sure, if that's what we're going with.
Okay, at the end of your turn, Kes, is a legendary action.
No!
I need Ula, Tomi, and Roisin to make wisdom saving throws.
Yay. Also, side note, because I just rediscovered it in my notes, don't forget our boons, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Because we have a happy memory for a death save and a one-time +5 to con, right?
And a couple others.
Yeah, a couple others,
at
yeah.
least. Yeah.
That I have right. failed to do homework for.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I thought I went back and did everything, so... Okay. I'm gonna fail. 15.
That's a fail.
9!
Fail.
9!
So, fail. We don't automatically get inspiration in this campaign, right?
That's I know, you get it every session.
And I cash that in immediately?
Yeah.
Right here at the top?
Mm-hmm.
to get.
I think I might too, because I want to take my turn, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to take my turn.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to use it now or if it happens again later, and I have.
I can tell you, I just used mine. I rolled worse, so
okay, same. Then I'm not going to do it.
It's a crapshoot.
I'm not going to do it.
Hopefully it's just, and it's not going to be just damage for a wisdom saving throw. Right.
So any...
Oh, wait, you guys have D4s, though. I don't know. Oh,
don't forget your bless. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I added my bless, but thank you.
I forgot to add my bless. I will roll the bless dice. All
right, so did you spend your coin? You spend your coin, and okay, I've got a 15.
13.
No, I was just telling Amanda that 15 failed, so bless on a 9 wouldn't have.
Yeah. I still wanted to roll the dice.
Yeah.
I also poked myself with it.
Oh, no.
All right, so final results.
Fail.
9.
Both times.
Fail. All right, you all are frightened. Oh. And you drop whatever you're holding. And on your turn, you must dash away from it.
Is that new or is that specific?
That's the fear spell, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a spell, not an effect. Oh.
And then any turn where you, any turn that you can hide from it, you can remake your wisdom saving throws.
Yeah, you want to know the most devastating change they made in 2024?
What?
Clerics don't fucking get counterspell.
Clerics never got counterspell.
They never.
I thought they did.
No.
No.
Oh, well, it sucks. Either way, I was mad about it.
I don't even think sorcerers got it. I think it was just wizards. All right, puts up Rasheen.
Wizards, bards, warlocks. But...
Okay.
Yeah, warlocks had it because I had it.
Chris, I forgot Shadow Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Took his turn right after me. Sorry. Shit.
Go ahead.
Can I do that now or should I wait?
Go ahead.
Thank you. You would like to chilling rend. That's a nat one. Thank you very much.
All right.
Proceed.
This is going well. So did you say I was distracted by the implications? You said we drop what we're holding. So yes. I drop my sword and my shield and I run. We drop our weapons?
You drop whatever you're holding and have, yep.
Yikes. Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Rasheen, your turn.
So I run?
You drop what you're holding, yep, and take the dash action until you can hide.
Okay.
Okay, God, we kind of need more map, don't we?
Yeah.
We could have started from the top.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's... Let's just do that.
Okay, so if you end your turn where it can't see you, you get to make the saving throw.
Yeah. And this is just like, this isn't deep. This is just like a puddle. You can run through it.
Oh, did you?
Okay. And I'm using my action to dash.
Yep.
Okay. Wait, let me get the accurate spot.
Yeah.
I wish they would do squares better.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's all right. Okay. Am I able to use my bonus action to get my weapon back? War bond?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll just do that.
Because
I can't do anything against it, right?
Yeah. Though if you position yourself so where you can't see it, then you can make your save again.
Okay. So like behind a tree?
Yeah.
All right. Where was I?
Yeah, you could get behind this tree over here.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that. And then make the save again?
Yeah.
Or is that? Okay.
Why glass?
Well, I rolled the exact same number, so never mind.
Okay. And, all right. That puts up Tomi.
Yeah. Tomi is going to scream, drop her staff, and run and hide behind this tree. And, like, press up her back against it. Like,
great. Wisdom saving throw?
Yep. 18?
That succeeds.
Yay!
You're no longer frightened.
I catch my breath.
Okay, puts up Ula.
Okay. So my AC is now 17.
It is so hard to count.
Okay. Can I hide? Do I need to use an action to hide?
Nope.
Okay. And then am I not... It doesn't say anything about not being allowed to attack.
If you have to use your action, the dash, but you can use your bonus action to attack if you
got... I got quicken spell, baby, and I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. Shatter does not require sight. Each creature in a 10-foot radius. Oh, it's from a point of your choice within range. Range is 60 feet. So I can just choose the last point where he was. Right? Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can look at him.
Well, I can't.
Yeah.
But I can't make the save unless I spend my turn not looking at him?
No, all you have to do is end your turn okay. Not looking at him.
Okay, beautiful. Let's do it then. He's got to make a con 15 save.
Okay, can you show me where on the map you're putting it?
Oh, just where I saw him last. So
but it's like, a 10-foot radius, right?
Yeah. So, like, when... let's do it. Like, right here. That'll save Shadow Daddy, right?
So, like, there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm worried about this question. Get my mark off of there.
Shadow Daddy's okay. He's got more AC than some of us. or more HP.
Cool. So, does he make a con save?
Image. He seems unaffected by your shatter.
Like he... I don't even need to roll damage. Nothing.
No.
Interesting. A waste of a spell. Cool, cool, cool. Alright, well that's my turn. Really wasting resources on this guy.
Puts up Heyrin.
When the fear thing... the fear spell happened, did it look like it was a spell from my arcane knowledge, or did it seem like it was like an inherent ability?
Roll me an arcana check. And then also, just for S&Gs, give me an investigation check.
Oh, do I get to roll that save again?
Yes.
Oh, nat 20. Ha!
You're no longer
Yay.
21 for the investigation.
Okay, with those two rolls, both in the 20s, very nice. We'd love to see it. With that big, beautiful brain of yours. You realize that this is, you can identify this specifically as the fear spell, which you realize requires verbal and somatic components, neither of which this creature used.
Could I communicate that?
Mm-hmm.
This thing, it might not be... the spells, it cast a spell. It was an actual spell that affected you all, but it didn't do any verbal or somatic. Not to get too into it. Not that you're not smart enough, but just... where, anyway.
Well, and also, like, It didn't, I'm yelling across the battlefield. It also didn't even try to not take damage from my spell. It just didn't. Like, it just didn't. Like, it's not even there. There's some fuckery going on.
From really far away, you hear Tomy's tiny voice going, "What does it mean?"
Go ahead.
Like, would it be far fetched for me to think maybe someone else is casting things and we're like from somewhere not originating from? What the fuck?
Well, first of all, you're the player, so you could, nothing you come up with is far fetched. I'm not going to tell you if it's far fetched or not. But okay. I will say, what you know about fear is that it is a cone that originates from the caster.
A cone that originates from the caster.
I mean, I briefly saw the cone that came up. My memory's not perfect, but it looked like it was coming from this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That a suit?
Playing a character who is a lot smarter than I am.
Yeah. It's rough.
Can I roll... roll an intelligence check to see if Shay can figure out anything?
Siri, stop.
What question are you trying to ask? Well, also, we'll wait for your turn. Hey, Ren, it's still Hey Ren's turn.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Shatter didn't do anything. Fuck. Okay. That was within the last.
That literally just happened.
It literally just happened. Okay. I would like to. Is everyone ranged right now? Mm. Okay. I would like to. Is there a way I can cast Fireball without getting myself or Shadow Daddy?
I will. So 20-foot radius on.
Ooh.
I'll back up. I'm gonna back up first.
Yeah.
Are you able to move this overlay? Or am I the only one that can move it around?
Let me see. Oh, I can move it.
All right, move it where you want your fireball to go.
Okay, let me make sure I didn't go too far. I was here. 10, 20, 25, 30. And had it moved since it cast fear?
No.
Okay.
It hasn't had a turn since that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I would like to. So sorry, Cass. Mm-hmm. Maybe here. Okay. I'd like to blow that up.
Could you, it is off center. Could you center it so that it is in a grid line? So like basically the bottom edge, the right edge and the left edge and the top edge should all be like touching the lines of a square.
Ah, okay. Like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Oh God, these maps, it's so hard because like, it doesn't go
by. Yeah, time. It'd be really nice if they had like a snap to grid feature.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna be like, but is it perfect? Okay. I will do that. And it's like a glittery pastel like bluish, whitish flame.
Oh, it's gorgeous, they say, as they like burn to a crisp. great. And this is the first time you've cast Fireball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, just a sort of little pastel moat arcs up and then explodes. Roll damage.
Two ones. Okay. How many? Three, 5, 11. Gross. 11, 15,
20, 27. Okay.
Dex 16.
Yep. As the fire envelops this creature, you realize nothing is happening to it. And then you see the very fabric that like holds it together begins to warble and shift as the creature fades from existence. And you see, roll me, everybody can roll me a perception check. Roisin, you are no longer afraid.
Nice. Perception check.
Mm-hmm.
22.
8. I'm way
also
over here.
8.
Mm-hmm.
16.
19. Oh, sorry.
19. So anybody get 20 or better?
22.
Ula, you notice as you gaze at this beautiful pastel flame, as this creature is like disappearing from view, you see the fire just sort of shifts around a slightly humanoid, but not humanoid shape. It's a bipedal creature, you realize, that has kind of a long snout and a tail, but is completely invisible inside of the fire.
Can I shout out that it's some sort of animal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's some sort of animal that's invisible.
Oh, what? I think I know what to do about that. Beast?
What's that?
What'd you say, Amanda?
I said, oh, I might have something to do about that.
Oh, nice. I asked, is this a displacer beast?
You're not sure?
You said it is bipedal or not bipedal?
It's walking on two legs, but it's it's got a snoot, a long snout, and a long tail.
Okay.
And the gorilla monster is gone now.
It is that weird creature. And the voices have also stopped.
Right.
Dad?
What, did I see what square it's in?
Yes. Right there.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Anything else on your turn, Heron?
Is anyone hurt?
No.
No. Okay.
Just psychological warfare so far.
I think maybe I want to... Sorry, changed things. No, I think that's it. Yeah. Is it? Maybe not. I'm going to... Oh, wait, I can't do both. Okay, that's it.
All right.
On my turn.
What's up, Kes?
Can Shadow Daddy go...
Oh, Shadow Daddy.
Oh, yes, Shadow Daddy. Sorry. Real quick. How could I ignore the Shadow Daddy?
I'm gonna go what is the frightened condition, the new?
It's nobody's frightened anymore, FYI.
Yeah. Sorry, Shadow Daddy has this thing that could potentially, but I'm pretty sure it would probably beat it.
So frightened, it gives you disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks while the creature, the thing that you're frightened of, is within sight, and then you also can't move closer to it.
Okay. And is there like rock to the north?
Yeah, that's like a little cliff face there.
Little cliff face. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was on this show. Okay. Shadow Daddy is going to scream, and no one besides potentially that thing is within 30 feet of Shadow Daddy. So it needs to make a wisdom save.
Okay.
And the spell DC.
If a creature hypothetically took a wisdom save there and hypothetically it failed, what would happen?
Okay. I don't remember what the DC was, but I think it's like...
Hypothetically, a 6 won't beat it.
Okay. Hypothetically, that creature would be frightened of this, of Shadow Daddy for a minute.
Okay.
And it would hypothetically repeat the saving throw at the end of each of his turns.
Good to know.
And that's it for me and Shadow Daddy.
All right, puts up Kes.
Okay, so Ula has shouted to us all that there's something invisible in the area where the fireball went off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I also have said it's near Shadow Daddy.
Okay.
Did you guys see the thing, or did Chris show that only to me?
Ula's the only one that saw where it was, yeah.
Yeah. So I shouted, there's an invisible creature, bipedal, and it's up near Shadow Daddy, not where the image was.
Okay. Kes is 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. Kes is going to move in that direction with 10 feet of blind sight.
Ooh, yeah!
blind sight to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Yes, you feel something adjacent to you when you're in that square.
That square?
Mm-hmm.
It's, I would like to attempt...
It's right there.
Oh, right in front of me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like to attempt to grapple whatever this is.
Okay. And so, you do not get this advantage because you're very blind sight, so...
Mm-hmm.
And... I 100% remember how grapple works. I think you make
I make an unarmed strike.
Okay.
Which I rolled a 17.
That's enough.
All right. Then it is grappled.
All right.
I grab something invisible. On its turn, I believe it can take an action to escape the grapple.
Yeah, it's not contested anymore, right? Like hiding and stuff?
It's under unarmed strike.
It's also in the...
Oh, the target must succeed on a strength or dexterity saving throw. Oh, no, that was... Okay, so I don't make an attack roll unless I'm dealing damage. It just makes a strength or dexterity saving throw. The DC is 11.
Okay. All right, so it just needs to get a 9 or better on this d20. I'll roll it in front of the table. You reach in, but without being able, like, you know it's there, you can sense it, but without like being able to see it, like it. And also, the shape of it does throw you off a little bit. You pluck out, like, a handful of feathers.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So because I can see it with my blind sense, can I Hunter's Mark it?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hunter's Mark with my bonus action.
This works without a hitch. All right.
So bad I didn't prep counter spell. I was like, we're not gonna find random mages in the wild.
I definitely have some spell prep regrets. 100%.
AC 21 to hit you, Kes.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Okay. You take 6 points of psychic damage as you feel just what feels like a blade of psychic energy slash off of you.
6 points of psychic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then whatever it is, it's going to provoke an attack of opportunity from you as it leaves, heading south on the map.
Okay. I will. I'm curious. I will take a attack, but this is going to be non-lethal.
Mm-hmm.
So 7. Ugh, my dice rolls today are awful. 11 to hit.
That will miss.
You blessed?
I'm not blessed anymore. Am I still blessed?
Yeah.
I'm still concentrating.
12.
Yeah, still missing.
Oh, no.
Okay. And it starts moving which direction?
South.
Starts moving south. All right, I'm going to yell to everybody, it's headed that way, and point south.
Okay.
Okay, puts up Roisin.
Okay, I have something to say. As a note to everybody really quickly, don't use the measurement tool because it is not accurate, especially as you get to longer distances. Count your squares.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. It's off by a lot. I am no longer afraid, right?
Correct.
Okay. I've been struggling with what combo of bonus action and action to do. So I think... Roisin is going to, like, I don't know if any of you can see it anyway, so whatever, but like start talking to herself and be like, I need to get over there. Well, how do I do that? What? And then she's gonna Misty Step.
Nice.
Misty Step. I've been saying it this whole time. Misty Step.
Thanks for picking up what I was putting down.
Well, she's gone crazy. Am I right, Tommy?
Please tell me you've been practicing fairy fire in your spare time.
Oh, fairy fire.
No? Oh, we've got so much work to do.
What are you talking about?
Fairy fire! Fairy fire!
I've never met a fairy in my life. Unless you're using that in a term that I'm not a fan of.
No!
Okay. I also have 10 feet of blind sight.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know before I start
much
walking.
Obliged, much obliged.
And then Roisin is going to start using her normal movement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which is 25, 35, or 30, 35 feet. She's going to stay there. Does she see anything?
No, don't blindside anything within 10 feet of you.
Okay. Then I think the only action I have is to dash.
Okay.
Let me just triple check. Doop, 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 doop.
Why don't you keep moving, Tommy? Go back to where you were. She's just walking around.
She's bored.
I guess I could. I could Burning Hands 15 feet. I think I might do that. What? That's not 15 feet. That's 10 feet. I don't like this tool.
Zelda is snoring really loud right now. And if I move, he's going to stop.
That?
Okay.
There?
All right, you cast Burning Flames, that, Burning Hands that way. You don't see anything in the fire.
Okay. Well, it's not right here. Oh, I shouldn't have done that because it's 15 feet and I can see 10 feet out from me. Oh, well. All right. That's it.
Yep.
Good work, team.
All right. I'm going to... we have to pause here. I have to go downstairs and take care of something real quick. Take a 5 to 10 minute bathroom break and then... Oh, wait, 1 second. One second. Person. Oh, not right now. Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay. Getting rid of the old mattress. And you'll have a brand new mattress to sleep on this weekend, Matt. I needed. I slept on that mattress for like 24 hours a day after my surgery recovery. It's not a perfectly cromulent mattress for like a night. Turns out that laying on it for like 24 hours a day for a week is not.
I was going to say, calling what you did sleeping may be very generous.
Laying flat on my back on that mattress for a week solid was not great. All right. So puts up Tomi.
All right, Tomi is going to run forward 30 feet and then go, I'm so far away, and disappear in a little bit of fire and then pop up right here.
Nice.
And then around her, she's going to cast Fairy Fire.
Nice.
It's a 20-foot cube.
Gotta love it.
Do we see it?
All right.
Just gotta make a dex save.
Put the, if you'd be so kind as to, you said 20-foot cube?
Yeah.
If you'd be so kind as to put that.
No, it's not gonna be right where everything can see, because I know that. So, like, right here.
Interesting choice to put yourself in the cube.
Well, I'm going to be so sparkly and cute.
Fair.
Okay. Nothing pops up in the cube.
All right. And it looks like a bunch of little, like, lightning bugs alight on Tomi's skin. It's trying to, like, stay there.
Just... Okay.
What?
I don't metagame. I wouldn't know. Carry on.
All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's my action, my bonus action, and my movement.
How long does Fairy Fire last? Is it just, does it stick around, or is it just instantaneous sort of thing?
It's concentration, isn't it?
Yeah, it's concentration up to a minute.
So if anything, is like, if anything enters that area, or?
It's not entirely sure. There. I mean, each creature in the cube is also outlined if it fails a dexterity saving throw for the duration.
Okay, so it only affects things that hit when you cast it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So you're glowing real pretty.
I'm so cute. They're like light violet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's up, Ula?
Because it said it could be purple. I just saw it when I looked it up.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So it took off heading south. So I'm gonna, that's, how do I grab myself? There we go. I'm going to go there. And can I roll a perception check to see if I can perceive it?
Sure. It's a good roll. Give me just a sec to think about this.
There's a fun novel use of a cantrip involved, if you let me see. I couldn't even say it. Straight face. It's a true statement, but also, LOL.
There are some gaps in the new rules as far as how certain things interact.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just a perception check, though, right?
It's like invisible doesn't like provide any sort of like DC to find an invisible creature.
Yeah, and then
hiding makes you invisible, which can be broken by see invisibility, which does seem to not logically work.
And then there's the search action, which you can do like a perception check as part of the search action to find a concealed creature or object, but there's no numbers involved.
Yeah, so and that's concealed, which is kind of different from visible technically if you think about it, but not maybe not in the rules.
Yeah
that's exactly what I'm getting stuck on. So
well, and if it would be my full action and I couldn't do anything else, then I probably wouldn't do that. Just like upfront about it, that's a waste of an action maybe to me.
All right, that's what I'll say to you. Here's what I'll say. I will let you decide, because I would say, yes, that would be an action, because it's a search action. I will say with the 21, this time I'm going to let you have it if you want, but that would be your full action.
But if that's my action, then I can't do anything else.
No, but you can tell us where it is if you find it.
Yeah, but I wanted to use elementalism to give it a mud hat. That's my creative use. Sculpt element. You cause dirt, sand, fire, smoke, mist, or water that can fit in a 1-foot cube to assume a crude shape for an hour. And if I could find it, I have no verifier.
I like the idea. I will say, however, rules is written. Anything that you're wearing when you're invisible is invisible.
Oh.
So the hat would turn invisible, too.
He's not wearing it. I'm controlling it. Okay.
A for effort.
I thought it was a really good idea. And that's that. So it would be my full action. The only bonus actions I have are useless. That doesn't do anything. Ain't nobody nobody's even taken any damage hardly.
No.
I tell you what. Let's do this. Sorry, I'm just reading through all my stuff really quickly. If I have any way of getting around this skullduggery. Don't believe I do. Okay. Sucks, but I will take it as my action. Am I wasting an action?
You perceive it?
Yeah.
All right. You can see like little clawed indentations in the ground where something is clearly standing invisibly right there.
Okay.
Also, Tomi, literally, I took
just
a screenshot.
Missed it.
Yeah. Literally just missed it.
I had a feeling when I put it there, I'm like, I'm going to miss it by just a square.
Can you light it up again? Because the flashing of it, I couldn't quite see.
Right there.
Okay. All right. Tomi, it's directly northeast of you. Roisin, directly east and a little bit north of you. I don't know if that gives you guys a note.
I also imagine you just point.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, pointing is also like about as accurate as me describing words. There's a big old world out there. But in addition to that, I'm going to move again. No, because that was my action, so I'm not allowed to do anything else. Yeah, that's it. I'm not allowed to do anything else. I'm done.
All right, puts up Heyrin.
You said it's like here?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly there, yeah. Buddy, no. No.
Has it, like, it hasn't attacked? It was just like fear, but it hasn't.
Oh, it attacked Cass.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That's the second part. I was going to ask if I could perceive. Is it running away, or is it, like, going to attack again?
D&D combat rounds are weird. It does seem to be, like, mid-stride going south.
But it hasn't, like, turned to, like, hunker down or anything. It's still moving.
Based on what you could see, it looks like it's probably still trying to move in its weird D&D turn sort of way.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't have any.
But it is still, I think, afraid of Shadow Daddy.
It is still afraid of Shadow Daddy, yes. So it can't move any closer to Shadow Daddy.
There you go.
But it doesn't have to run away.
It does not have to. But it does have disadvantage in attacks and ability set checks if it can see Shadow Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you want to, like, be friends or something? Like, you can just stop fighting and then become uninvisible and then we can talk it out? Are you just protecting your, like, forest, like some, you know, forest person?
Like a hot ranger would do?
Oh, yeah. Are you a hot ranger? Don't answer that one. Answer the previous question. You have a choice. Or answer both if you can. In 6 seconds.
You don't, it does not respond. Perhaps it can't understand you. Perhaps it's just very shy. Who's to say?
Damn it. Okay. I was wondering, so, like, because Ula could see with a really high perception, little, like, feetsies, if the entire area was, like, covered in water, perhaps would it make seeing its tracks a little easier? Not tracks, but, like, movements?
Yeah, I would say if you were able to cover the area in water, I would absolutely give advantage on perception checks to spot it.
Okay. Okay. Can I cast Tidal Wave?
Voice.
What does Tidal Wave do?
I'm like, do you want to be friends? Cool. Is it okay? And now I'm going to try to drown it.
So that little like puddle of water, just the water pulls back and swells up.
Yes. Yep. I pull that water, the little Katara, except it gets like volume wise, it's a lot more. And this I can make it, so I'll step to the side a little bit so that it is like, let me see, 120. So like this here, 30 feet long in front of me, 10 feet wide, so it's not the direction of Tomy. And
it's like a line.
Tall.
I was just getting nervous, so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I was like, up to. So it doesn't even have to. But yeah, it is a line. So just like this sort of like tide just comes out of.
Like this?
Yes, but directly straight.
Oh, you're on Roshane, not Hayrun.
I know. I was just turning it.
I couldn't move it
to myself. It's a slow process. Takes 6 seconds. Sorry. Hold on. Yeah, there. And it can take up one more space to the right.
Great.
If it was mid-stride, yeah. There. And it's a dex save.
Okay. That is a 21 on the dex save.
Okay. Yeah.
Silvery barbs! That's the thing I can do!
You have to see the creature to cast silvery barbs.
Fuck you!
It's okay. It still takes half damage and the area will be... Well, okay. It says it won't be knocked prone, but it will take the damage or half as much damage, and then the water spreads out across the ground in all directions, extinguishing unprotected flames. So I guess it cancels out my fireball. And also, but then it says within, and then vanishes. Does that mean it's still covered in water, or is all the water completely gone?
I'll say that the water sticks around just because it's a cool.
Okay. Yay, thanks.
All right.
Why am I rolling like shit? Wow, okay. Hot garbage.
I mean, the only person to do damage to it, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. By spending a whole fireball and tidal wave. 10 halves, 5. Okay. 5 bludgeoning.
All right. Puts up Kes.
Kes is going to snarl a little with frustration and run forward. Once I'm about there, I can sense it, right?
One square forward from there.
Meh.
Yep.
Okay. I am going to full-on jump and try to tackle this thing.
All right.
Another grapple check, DC 11.
Okay, needs a 9 or higher. Mm-hmm. I will, once again, roll in front of the table.
Dang.
All right. This thing is slippery.
Yep. Kes leaps, tries to grab it, face plants into the muddy dirt.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Looks up again with a growl. Still got Hunter's Mark on it. So.
Ooh, does that give it disadvantage on the save?
No. Nope.
Sounds spicy and fun.
I guess I'll pick myself back up, but other than that, that's my turn.
Okay.
Get away from my dice.
All right, it is... You hear the splashing as it keeps running from Shadow Daddy. Kes is going to provoke an attack from you again.
Nice.
Okay, you know, at this point, Kes isn't even thinking about attacking. It's going to be another unarmed try to grapple it again. So another DC 11 saving throw.
Hey!
Hey, nice.
All right, Kes grapples it.
You've got a hold of this very muscly, wiry creature. It is going to. It still has to. It still has an action to take. and so.
I'm just moving Shadow Daddy.
AC 15, Kess. Does that hit you?
Just meets it, beats it.
All right. You feel that same sort of shadowy force, like stab at you again for another 6 points of damage. It's really not rolling well on those. Okay. And then.
Sorry, I forgot to take Shadow Daddy's turn again. It would move its 40 feet down towards me.
Okay.
But I won't have him do anything else because it's stupid.
All right, puts up Roisin.
All right. I'm going to start walking forward with my 10 feet of line.
Oh, also it got grappled by Cass, so it is back here.
You can see Kess like halfway on the ground wrestling something invisible.
Okay.
How big is this thing? Is it like
it's medium sized?
So like 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall?
Like short on the short side for medium sized, like 4 foot.
Hey, my size.
A little bigger than Tomy, not much.
Dude, I think it's one of the raptors. You said feathers, didn't you?
I did.
Definitely one of those raptors.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a dude who likes to wear feathers.
Maybe.
Furry.
He's a stylish.
Okay. So, now that I'm there, can I tell it's next to me?
Yeah.
Okay. And can I tell anything about its anything about it other than it's like a 5 foot tall creature, like what you said?
That's with your blind sight, you can tell that it's there. You don't have disadvantage to attack it. And that's really about all you can.
Okay. I am going to, again, start talking to myself.
What do you mean I can target it with some magic? What are you talking about?
And then I'm going to throw my hand up.
Roisin, are you okay?
Yeah, just hold on a minute.
It's now or never. You got to use your magic. Forget your blade. Right. Just shoot it. Shoot it.
And I'll use my bonus action to cast Hex. Okay. Will that work?
Do you have to see a creature to cast? Well, you know, it doesn't matter because you have blind sight. So technically you can see it. So,
yeah, I did see.
But yeah, with your blind sight, you are able to see it. So that's a bonus action. It makes.
It doesn't
get a save. Just takes effect.
Okay. And then it says choose one ability when you cast the spell. They have disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the spells you cast, since we've been together for 16 sessions, what is there like a common spell save or anything that y'all have?
Spell saves don't count as ability checks.
FYI. Oh,
But if he's grappled, dexterity will give it a disadvantage on its grapple escape
Thank
check.
Thank you. I will do that. Okay. Sweet. I'm just reading. Okay, cool. So that is that. I'm going to use that. And then I believe I'm going to have my short sword and my trident. So I will attack with my short sword.
Oh, fuck me.
Plus blast. Okay. So great. 14 to hit.
That'll hit.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. I was not expecting that to hit. D6 plus 4. Come on, oh shit, I dropped it. God, sorry. Okay, I lost it. We'll figure that out later. Ooh, A 6 plus a 4 is a 10 of slashing, piercing.
Mm-hmm.
10 piercing. Nice. And then, because my trident, aka scimitar, has the Nick property, I will use that as my... Oh, wait, I already used... Oh, yes, that's the thing where I can use it instead of it being a bonus action, it's part of my action.
Mm-hmm.
So I will attack with that next, which is also a d6, but I have to roll the hit first. An 8 plus a 7 is 15 plus 1 is 16 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. That's going to be 7. 7 slashing. And then I will use my second attack action. Oh, I should have had advantage, so let me just roll to see if I roll a nat 20. Nope. Okay. And then my second short sword attack, I will use different d20 since they're all kind of fucking me today. Why have all my rolls been fives?
Oh, no.
Why? On every single dice. Five or less. Okay, so that's a 6 plus a 7, which is a 13.
All right. After you attack it the second time, Heyrin, Roisin, and Ula, you're able to understand this. Kes and Tomi, you are not, as this creature is speaking in primordial. And it just says,
"Enhand me, warm bloods. I yield."
And that is where we'll take a little 5-minute bio break.
Hey. We win!
What'd you say?
I said. All right, so you've got this feathered creature. It, Kes, it stops struggling. It just kind of goes limp. What do you all do?
Are we still in initiative, probably?
Did it just talk?
Yeah.
It did, yeah. It said to let... What did it say again, Chris?
It wants to possibly pasne parlay.
Did it say parlay, though, or did it just demand to be let go?
It yielded.
Oh, it said I yield?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Has it turned visible?
It has not.
Well, yeah, you turn visible and then we can talk.
What language are you saying?
Primordial. Primordial.
Can't control that. Need 30 more seconds.
Oh.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. My headphones completely disconnected. What did it say before 30 more seconds?
Oh, they asked it to turn visible and it says it can't control that for another 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Roisin.
Why don't you hang out with my friend and we won't attack you?
We can just stand here for 30 seconds.
Yeah, we'll just circle up around you. All right, guys, up.
We could tie you up while we're waiting, just in case, or for fun.
How do you feel? You consent.
You consent.
Hold that right. Rope.
After you all circle up around it, and after another 30 seconds or so, let's see if I can. I should share my. I'll share this
on D&D or Signal
in Zoom.
Zoom. Oh, yep.
Oh,
Raptor. Look at that cutie. Guy.
Oh, cute. Adorable.
I want him to be my bestie. Or them. Him.
Them, yeah.
Them. I want them to be my bestie.
Right. So why'd you attack us, bro?
Once it's visible, I will let go of it. I will get up and brush the mud off of myself.
It eyes each of you warily. Its little clawed fingers in front of it.
I give it a little wave.
What's going on? Why'd you attack us?
You encroached on our lands. No warm blooders.
Why not?
Because it is ours, and you were not welcome here.
Yeah. Why aren't we welcome?
Did someone it's like the four-year-old where you're like...
Why?
You ask too many questions. Respect our claim and leave.
Respectfully, when you say "ah," do you mean you and people in your head, or like, is there some sort of council that's making these decisions, or like some overlord who's telling you what to do, or?
I am but one of Legion. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of us, each more powerful than me.
Inside.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I don't believe him to begin with.
Right.
insight check.
So not an insight for truthful into whatever, you know, that's fine. Is he, he's obviously stopped fighting. How scared is he? How much of this is posturing? How confident is he that backup's on the way? That sort of situation.
All right, you can roll an insight. Anybody else want to roll an insight?
Oh. I don't know what he's saying.
I was going to say, I guess Kess and...
Kess
and Tomi, I apologize. You are both frustrated. I assume maybe one of
can
you translating.
I'm hearing language, though.
All right, so Hayren is telling you what this thing is saying. And yeah, you can like... Insight. I'll give you a disadvantage on your insight checks if you want to try inciting it.
Well, I got a goddamn one, so somebody do something because I am not fucking helping.
You're like too enamored with like its bright red feathers.
I guess.
22.
Nice.
22 with this. That's with disadvantage.
Yeah, I rolled 18 and a 19.
Nice.
Fuck yes.
I got 19.
19. Hey, Ren, how about you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It was, like, not reading.
I did grow up around beasts.
Hmm.
Sounds scary. I rolled a 7.
7. All right. With a 19, I'll say, Roisin, you can see that this creature is trying to intimidate you. You don't believe anything it's saying. And I will say, Tomi, with your 22 and kind of your insight in beasts, this creature is trying to make itself look bigger right now. Like it's trying to puff up and like appear to be more of a threat than it might actually be, kind of as a latent sort of maybe, animalistic reflex to being threatened.
You're definitely trying to pull a Swiftie on us, bruh. That's not it at all. I can see right through you. We stopped.
Not anymore! The invisibility is gone!
Good one.
How did you...
Well, I move very fast, but I'm standing still. I do not understand what it is you say.
How are you able to cast spells? How long have you been able to cast spells, I guess?
I am a great spellcaster.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to
I was born with the ability like all of my kin are. We will rain fire upon you.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 1,000 years old.
Is it 1,000? All right.
Shadow yeah, then I'm old too. Oh, sorry.
Mm. Yeah, if you're 1,000, I'm 100,000 years old, so, you know.
I'm translating all of this.
Could we say that I have some like recently cured meats or something like that, or some fresh fruit, and I'm going to offer it some food just to see how it reacts?
I do not wish for your poisoned provisions.
I take a bite out of one of the fruits.
Do you have a name?
And you all are just surrounding it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like kind of moving in half circles, just kind of like spinning around, keeping an eye out all of you at once.
Man, I feel kind of bad. And I won't say this in Primordial, but I'll be like, I kind of feel bad. I think if we let it go, it might just run. But it might also just run to get its friends, too.
Yeah, come back.
I feel like we should maybe try to get a little more information from it.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Would one of you, like, patch it up? Still bleeding.
Oh, yeah, I'll hit it with a Cure Wounds.
Roll me an attack. Because it's not going to, like, just because it's not going to let you touch it, so.
Oh, is that, can I just do Healing Word then? Because I don't have to touch it to do that.
Yeah, you do Healing Word instead. Yep.
Okay, yeah. If it flinches, I'll be like, okay, sorry. And I'll just do a first level Healing Word. Wow, this fucking lizard just got 12 fucking hit points on a Healing Word. That's best I've ever rolled on a Healing Word. Shit. Feel better.
Its head swivels to you, and it kind of does that bird thing where it's like looking at you.
This is going to pull out the copy of the map he made from the one we saw at the Ranger Station, and like hold it out. Can one of you translate? Just ask him if we're in his territory. Where is his territory on the map?
Yeah, I'll ask him. Can you read this map and reference where we're at right now to tell us where your territory is?
That's a good question.
Yeah. What's its int score? I think this is going to be a pretty good indicator.
Its int score, it was casting some fucking high-level wizard spells. Its int score is high. Mm-hmm. But maps are more like survival is more wisdom.
Okay.
It kind of looks at it, and then it goes, "Pah! Warm-blooded tricks! Our territory is anywhere where the vines grow quick." And it kind of gestures at like all this sort of like kudzu-esque growth around. Anywhere the vegetation grows like this is cold blood territory.
So your territory is where the star fell?
It does not respond to that, but it just sort of glares at you. Oh, wait, you did cast Healing Word on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "What sort of magic is that?"
It's healing magic.
Warm-blooded trickery.
Do you have like a leader or leaders or something?
I am the leader.
All right, like we're not stupid. We know that you're
warm-blooded brains are famously very small.
Good on you, but no.
I mean, they're not wrong about some people.
I mean, that's very individual.
What is your intentions with me? I have given you the warning you should leave now. To grave further into our territory is to invite certain death. Either from one of my thousands of brethren or from the very air. Poisonous to warm blooders.
Well, that's not
when
true.
You say...
Also, when you...
You did start it.
You started it when you entered into our territory, unbidden. And I regret using this voice. My throat is already getting pretty raw.
You are as mad as a cut snake, and I don't know that we can get anything out of this guy.
Yeah. We probably can't negotiate anything passage-wise with him. You guys are the ones talking straight to it. It just looks like a scary bird from here.
Yeah, just
so
tell him that
we're looking for the crater. We're looking for the place where the thing fell from the sky. We want to get to the center of that. Are you and your thousands of brethren going to stop us?
I am but a vanguard. We will drop you where you stand.
Listen, buddy, I think you're lying. I don't think you have a lot of brothers. I think you have maybe like 5. And they're not here right now. It's just you. So maybe chill.
Warm-blooded proceed at their own peril.
Let's make this start.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If we're all done with the threats, what do you mean warm-blooded? We all look really different. Like, she's as much of a turtle, no offense, as you are a bird. No offense.
Bird. I am no bird.
I'm so sorry. I meant...
warm-blooded insults.
I mean, to be fair, birds look a lot like you.
Mm-hmm. Only to an ignorant warm blood. Your temperatures are so consistent, I can see them.
Okay. Your attitude is so consistent, I can see
it's
it.
It's true, clearly. Isn't it?
Your warm bodies glare against the air.
Really? Is that how you found us?
I'll say anybody wants to roll a nature check.
Oh, never mind. I'll roll it, but it'll be a waste.
Right.
Another natural one, and I don't think I add anything.
And
I don't even go about it looking.
A natural one.
Yep.
Bad.
Yep, I don't add anything.
13.
15.
Hey, Ren, with a 15, you might get the idea that they might be able to, like, see infrared. Like, they can probably see, like, the heat, like, your heat.
So, were you born here?
I was born here. This is my home. And you are trespassing here to plunder, no doubt, and kill, as all warm-blooders do.
That was my follow-up question. Oh. Was that...
Sorry.
Oh, it's just... Are you confusing us with the poachers who come in here and kill you all?
Oh, that makes sense.
Because that's not our intention. We were sent to just find something that got lost here from the sky, and then we were going to leave. Because I...
Sneaky, warm-blooded, what do you mean by find? If something fell from the sky here, and you intend to find it... What do you intend to do with it?
Wait, flirting with me?
You are disgusting to me.
Hey, that's not nice at all.
You all are.
We've been very kind to you. Asked us to stop attacking you after you attacked us, we stopped. And we wanted a conversation. Yeah.
To imply that I would flirt with inferior warm bloods.
Really stuck.
I feel like if anyone's doing the insulting, it's you. We haven't talked about you being inferior or anything like that to us. But we can just like level.
You recognize your place, good.
If we could just
so.
But do not dodge the question.
What was the question? Can you remind me?
You say you're here to find something.
Oh, yeah.
What do you intend with it? To gaze upon it with your eyes and leave? I think not, warm bloods. I think not.
I feel like in that moment of a lot of back and forths, there was not a lot of translation going.
Yeah, probably not.
Tomy just kind of turns to Kess and is like, do you think we have to kill it? Do you think, like...
We're not killing it.
Okay, I'm just wondering if it's going to go get its friends. Or if it's just going to start to attack us as soon as we walk away from it.
There's a lot...
I am kind of beyond the point of caring.
Yeah, I mean, me too, a little bit. Like, this guy's deluded or being honest. And either way, it's going to be a problem or it's not. He's not going to give us anything.
Kess is going to walk away and go pick up the dagger he dropped when he tackled this thing, and so there's an opening in the circle.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say, you know what? I think you might be a waste of our time.
I could try to.
Hey, Ren, roll me an Arcana check.
Go away and not bother us. through suggestion.
Oh.
Let it go.
27. You so are flirting with me.
When Kes opens the circle, it makes some gesture with its hands. You think it cast a spell.
Uh-oh.
Fuck, it cast...
But it's still just standing there.
What spell did you cast?
I cast nothing.
Liar.
Give it a poke, see if it's actually standing there.
Oh! Is it still standing there?
You poke it, it goes right through it.
God damn it! Good
call. Let's just fucking leave. This thing is just fucked.
Yeah. I mean, we might have to fight a whole horde of them, but...
Yeah,
honestly, him wasn't going to stop that. So.
No. Yeah. And honestly, it would feel pretty bad if we killed it, so...
Yeah.
Or killed them, so... You know, they were kind of like a lot of radicals where they're just spitting the dummy all the time, you know, mm-hmm. just having a tantrum.
Yeah.
So funny.
Speaking of spitting the radicals, are you okay?
Who?
Roisin, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Who are you talking
about? Marauder's brain.
I'm
talking. Did I not tell you about my ancestor who lives in my eye?
I feel like you did, though.
You mentioned someone, but I don't think you've audibly spoken quite so
I long. Thought it was a exuberant. Dream thing.
Yes, I think you can trust these people at this point. You can tell them about me.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is this the dinosaur back?
No, that was in Russian.
Oh, the voices are a little similar. And
the dinosaurs. Well,
God, I hope they're not. I can't do that voice. That old one. It's a good thing you all let that thing go, because my voice was going to go.
Next time we see it, we'll just have a different voice.
I've been doing helium all day.
It's my favorite new drug. So long story short, I grew up in a town that hated magic and everybody thought magic was the worst. We were very insular, in our little area. And then I found my great, 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 great grandfather's, cave. And there was a lot of magic items in it. And then, he's in my eye. This one under the little peekaboo here. Mm-hmm. And he's been helping me learn some magic. And, you know, as soon as we started fighting that thing, he was just like in my ear, like
in your eye.
Trying to, in my eye, in my inner, in my inner ear from my eye, telling me to cast these spells that I didn't know that I could access. Yeah, it was just, the inside of my head looked like a dog's breakfast or something. It was all scrambled.
Ooh.
But I did it. And then here we are.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's wild being around people who can cast magic. It's really cool.
Nice. I'm gonna go pick up my sword. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's all your stuff still where you dropped it, if you dropped it.
Okay, amazing.
Oh yeah, I'd go get my staff too.
Because I did not do that. And I realized this thing has been walking around invisible.
My stuff.
Oh shit, my stuff.
Chris?
Yes?
I've still got Hunter's Mark on that thing. Can I do a check to see which direction it ran? If it ran off in the direction we're headed, or if it's going some other way?
Roll me a survival check with advantage.
Nice. That's 2 13s plus 1 14.
Yeah, with the Hunter's Mark and also just like looking at the tracks, it ran off in the direction you all are headed.
All right, well, looks like our paths might cross again.
Might be waiting on an ambush.
What do you guys think? How many do you think there are? Definitely not what they were saying, but...
I mean, he kept saying thousands. I would say, like, maybe 100 or so. Like, that worst case scenario, I think... I doubt it's going to be thousands.
And plus, I don't think it'll be thousands either.
Yeah, plus the rangers were like, yeah, they run away from us. So they're not out here confronting people all the time. So, and he gave up pretty easy, honestly.
Yeah. I don't think that we have a lot to fear from them, if I'm being honest. It just tried to scare us off. It didn't try to hurt us.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Though you do know, though, that there are, like, two rangers that are, like, missing.
Oh, that's true. But there's five of us.
We're invincible. Forgot to ask about the rangers. Don't bring them up.
Let's be fair here, Ren. Do you think if you asked about the rangers, do you think that thing would have given you any actionable intel?
No, it was too occupied by my beauty and uniqueness.
Nerve and talent, yes.
It either would have made fun of us for asking or told us that it ate them, even if it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't drop anything, did it?
Cat had got a handful of its feathers, or their feathers. Mm-hmm. Can I have one?
Ooh. Now, here's a question. If I have a feather from this creature, can I cast Locate Object to find other feathers from this creature? can I shortcut my way to a Locate Creature spell?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
But the closest object for you is always going to be the one that you're holding.
Oh.
But, I mean, Locate Object is you... Like, if I leave it behind...
Now, if you left it behind, yes, you could.
Yeah. I had a similar question, because I also was thinking about using that for, well, I was saving it for Handsome Hubert, but was there anything distinguishable, like, on them that could be located? Like, were they wearing something, a charm?
They were not wearing any clothing. Do you all want to look around the area and, like, search and investigate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I would like to do something else. I would like to gather up all these feathers, study them. If you guys don't mind, I would then like to burn them all so it's not throwing off a locate object on me in case that becomes relevant. Is that okay with everyone?
No, I was going to keep the ones I had.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
No. I can give you back the one I took reluctantly.
Now, if an object is in a dimensional pocket, it's not within 1,000 feet of me. It's on a different plane, right?
Yeah, they can't locate it.
We have a bag of holding, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
We do. Yeah, Skrank or whatever it is. What's his name? The skull? It's not Skrank.
Oh, Snark?
Snark, I was not far off.
No, you were pretty close. all the right letters, just the wrong spots.
Different orientation. Yeah, so if we can put the feathers in the bag, then if a locate object of these feathers becomes relevant, I can use that spell.
Cool. Okay, sure.
All right, so...
Thanks for me.
Okay, so you... you... Take up the feathers. Who's searching around the area?
I am.
What'd you get on your perception checks?
I haven't rolled yet. Let me look. Two.
Perception or investigation?
Perception's finding things. Investigating's trying to figure out how things work.
Oh, you said investigate the area. I'm not.
Sorry, that's a misnomer.
I'm blind.
Since I did.
I got a 6 in all, if that helps.
Ooh, I got a dirty 20, a fuck-ass 20.
Fuck-ass 20.
All right, with your illegitimate 20, Shay, you actually find not too far from, like, where this fight started. You see, like, there's a looks to be a empty vial, glass vial. It's got like a cork next to it. And just a little bit of liquid inside of it. You would gather this was maybe some sort of invisibility potion that the creature took.
Oh.
Looks wow. like they took an invisibility potion. Look at that vial and that cork and that liquid.
Interesting.
So it's not as exciting as it wanted us to believe, which is...
How did they get that invisibility potion?
Yeah. With my experience...
Ate it off of a ranger?
Never mind. Interesting.
I have proficiency...
What are you muttering to yourself, Lula?
With alchemist supplies. Can I have an idea of like how this potion was made?
Oh, yeah. Roll me an alchemy check. So that'd be like, I'd say intelligence plus proficiency.
Okay, so... Plus 7.
You would know... yeah, you look at it. First thing first that stands out to you is that this wasn't a potion of invisibility. This was a potion of greater invisibility. Also, Chris just read the description of that, and it should have lasted an hour, not a minute. So let's say he took it like an hour, you know, 59 minutes before you know.
Low potency.
And you also notice, like, you look at the agents in it, and like these are like standard like Altarian like formula like reagents. So your best guess is that this is something that it probably didn't brew itself. It's probably something it scavenged.
Yeah. Okay.
If he says that it's something that got scavenged, can I take a look at it to see if I like recognize like maybe bottleware from anywhere I've been?
Yeah, Kess is giving it a sniff, taking a little taste, pulling out some other chemicals, testing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely not made just from stuff around here. This is professional.
Mm-hmm.
They must have found it somewhere.
Tomi, do you have like any like glass blowing tools proficiency or anything like that?
I have proficiency in bagpipes.
Same thing.
Roll me an investigation with disadvantage on the, okay. on the vial.
Did this creature have any bagpipes on them by chance? They were naked, but maybe.
Maybe. 4.
You look at the glass bottle and you're like, aha, it was made of glass.
Nothing special about it. It's glass.
Okay.
Well, I don't think this changes too much. We're just aware that there are creatures who can cast some spells.
I'd say, hey, Ren, with, you got like a 27 arcana check, right? When you had you roll that. I'd say, as you think back about the fact, you think that it cast the mislead spell, which is a 5th level spell. It is a powerful spellcaster.
When did it cast that? When it left?
When it left, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I've just been standing here staring at that. Excuse me.
Yes.
It cast a 5th level spell.
That's...
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means it's got to be... by my calculation... what, like a 9th level?
At least 9th level, yeah.
1.5 times as strong as we are.
Oh, shit.
Unless it's exponentially.
But it is very small. Except it's bigger than me, right?
Yeah, it's just a little bigger than you.
It's just so weird, because if it was so much stronger than us, why not hurt us? Even if we just got lucky.
There are 5 of us.
And?
The Shadow Daddy scared it.
Oh yeah, 6 of us.
That's and?
Right. Yes?
It had a crush on Hayren.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Toby.
You're welcome. I mean, honestly, every creature we come into has a crush on you, Hayren.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the Shadow Daddy had a part in it, because you called the Shadow Daddy, and it must have been like, damn. I'm crushing even harder on the person who summoned that daddy.
Yeah, and like with most animals, if they, I mean, it's smart, but still an animal, if they think that the fight might hurt them too much or they might lose a fight, they'll try to get out of it. Because they don't want to be in a place like this, not at their best.
Is there any like strategy we can have? Like, we don't know that everyone's going to be like them, but I don't know. I don't really have anything that works with that other, unless I'm 10 feet close to them. But is there some strategy we should talk about?
But it doesn't seem like they're all going to have invisibility or greater invisibility potions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
well, and we also speak, we know what language it speaks now, so it won't just be, even if we do get attacked, at least there'll be some manner of communication.
Yeah, and just being aware that they can at least cast some pretty good illusion stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole thing with casting spells from a place where you're not.
Is that hard?
Kinda.
Yeah, that's hard, right?
What do you mean casting spells from a place where
they're not? Casting spells from where they're not. He was casting things, but he wasn't in the location that they were coming from.
That's not true.
He was inside the illusion.
Oh.
Why didn't the radius spells hit it?
Because you didn't see it.
Because he moved in, cast a spell, and moved out.
Boom!
Oh yeah, let me show you the other screenshot.
Was it the fireball? I thought I hit.
You did catch him with the fireball, but barely.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like.
Oh my gosh.
Like, when I had you readjust it because it wasn't lined up, it was because, like, you, that square was almost not covered by it. So.
Dang.
I have some suspicions.
What suspicion?
They're metagaming, so we'll leave it at that.
Would Hayren know it with a 20?
I say you can discuss your metagame suspicions above the table.
Uh-huh.
Just not in your character. Just can't be spouting them off.
Yeah, Hayren can know because Joanna doesn't know arcane.
I think I'll just leave it. So do we want to get going then?
Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're getting close. What? We know we're getting closer.
Because when it got thicker, that was a day or a day and a half out, is that right?
Yeah, a day and a half.
Day and a half, okay. And how long has it been since it got thicker?
Not too long. This is actually pretty quickly after you got into this thicker part.
Okay, so it was still about a day and a half out.
Just so you all know, I might be... a little bit. Well, not useless. I can't do any big things until I sleep. But semi-opaque things, I guess.
That's a good question. Did you all want to take a short rest, or do you want to keep pressing on?
I didn't do a whole lot. I cast a level one spell.
Yeah.
I mean, I
didn't get hit.
Yeah, and I don't get my spells back on except for a long rest, so it doesn't.
Yeah, same thing.
Hayren, do you want to rest?
No, we can go on.
I can make some snacks.
Oh, I didn't get hit either. I just used all of my level 3 spells. First
spell
slots. I can't remember if I'm confusing things or not. Does Hayren, did you cast the hut or something for us before? Do you still have that?
Or is I can do that. 3? I can do that as a ritual.
Okay.
Anytime.
I feel like that's going to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't trust this space.
Okay.
So, you all are going to move on. Let me ask, how are you traveling? Are you traveling at your normal pace, or are you going to try to? Are you going to travel at a half pace so you can be stealthy?
Let's try being stealthy. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm 50-50, yeah. Sorry.
Whatever. People want to be stealthy, we can hear that shot.
I'm not good at it. But
sure. Probably best to avoid attention.
Because if we get to it, I still have to reduce it so that we can put it away and leave with it. But I'm anticipating that might be... They might notice, that, and then there might be... I don't know. We have to fight anyone.
Is enlarge reduce a third level spell?
It's a second, but
okay.
I'm saying to try to get out of there.
Yeah, but do we think it's... What? How long did it say past the couple of hours past the thing? I forget.
No,
a day and a half.
Yeah, so you'll have a day to rest, a full night's rest in between going there and...
Unless we're running into something that attacks us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, so do you want to not stealth and go full speed?
I feel like stealth is fine, because there's, like, maybe something will happen tomorrow, and if we get there the day after, we'll miss it, but it's been here for a while, so. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's even if we're lucky enough and it's still actually there, and they haven't put it in some sort of hole or shrine or something. I mean, what are the odds that these raptors acting like this aren't because of something that fell from the sky?
Yeah. Well, they don't have hands, so it'd be hard for them to move something that big.
But they have magic.
They have
mage hand.
That's true, they'd have magic.
They have little claws.
But we also don't actually know how big it is.
Yeah, we have no idea about anything, so...
That's true. It could be small, but just it came from very far away and done a really, really big kaboom.
Mm.
Yeah.
If it's really, like really small, should one of us just swallow it?
No!
Keep it extra safe. But
I do not have enough fear.
What's it like if, you know, someone's like, oh, disarm, and then you have, like, a force to drop things? They can't force regurgitate, you know? So
they can cut open your stomach.
I think if they punch you hard enough, you might have to roll a con save for throwing up.
I think Una might take some money out of our payment if we shit it out for her.
I mean, it'd be longer than a bowel movement for us to get back to Una. So.
And what if it's like this big? Or even this big?
That's why I said small enough, you know? But I didn't think about the after part. You're right. Okay, gross. Never mind. I rescind my suggestion.
I feel like it's good to consider all options.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've heard worse things.
We could also put it in nature's pocket. That's a thing.
Oh!
We're talking about all options. We'll see. We'll see what comes up. What's needed.
Okay.
We also have a bag of holding.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there.
But you never know what the situation will call for. So best to prepare for anything.
Yeah.
Or state your limits and your boundaries now.
We'll not be swallowing and shitting out anything.
Okay, right. Sorry. I'm
normal food.
You know where I'm from. It just seems standard practice for, you know, moving things.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Okay.
Makes sense. Well, shall we? Attempt stealth? Is that where we ended up or no?
Yeah. I think that's where we ended up. Sorry. We definitely took some detours to get there, but yes.
I think that's where we ended up.
All right. So if you're traveling at a slow pace, you're just moving at 66% speed. Or as a sane person might say, two-thirds. But it does enable you to make stealth checks. So if you all want to make a group stealth check.
Yes.
Yep.
Will someone pick a number between 1 and 7?
7.
7.
All right. Thank you.
What the hell is this number?
Oh, shit.
Come on, Amanda, yeah, if you've gotten to the point where your dice are so like esoteric and obscure that you can't even read the numbers.
Oh, it's a five.
Your dice habit may have finally gone too far.
Well, look at this. I don't know if you can see it. Also
oh,
in a picture.
Yeah, all the curly cues and shit.
Yeah. All right, so
it's like here's a squiggle.
And then who's leading the party? You'll get to make your survival check with advantage.
But you can't make advantage unless you have trained, right?
No.
That's you're thinking of the help action. You can have advantage on non-trained actions. Just, you just can't give somebody advantage with the help action unless you are also trained in it.
Hmm.
My DM for my other game sends his apologies that he alerted me of that rule. I was telling him about it the other day.
Mm.
It's like, my players are real mad.
Yeah.
Anyone have higher than a +3 to survival?
I do not.
Okay, so Heyrin's leading, or sorry, Ula is leading the way. What'd you all get on your stealth checks?
Bad.
Yeah.
I got an 8.
Natural 2. Natural 20 for a total of 30.
Nice.
Hey,
so shit. 30 from Kes. What'd you get, Heyrin?
21.
21.
8.
8.
Also 8.
8.
22.
22. All right. So that's 3 successes, 1 critical, and then 2 fails. But group stealth check rules, you all are able to keep going. You don't seem to attract any attention to yourself.
Yay.
At least none that you can see.
Oh.
And then I can do this with advantage?
Yes.
I just miss Shadow Daddy.
Wow.
Being fucking loud.
That's 2 goddamn 9s.
Mm.
Fuck.
So 13.
Not 13.
I mean, that's all right. You have a map.
I keep failing badly.
You have a map, and also it's pretty. The way that these vines and like foliage are growing, like, I mean, really, all you have to do is just follow like the density increases as you get further and further into this jungle. The foliage in the ground gets denser. The trees are smothered out with these kudzu like vines. And as the sun sets, you'll make camp for the evening. Heyrin, you put up your hut. You'll crawl inside your climate controlled hut. What's the watch order?
I'll take first watch.
No,
oh,
I'll go second.
Oh, no! I'm going first! Ah!
No.
Can I actually go first just in case so I could oh I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I've never cared about like watch order, but I was just thinking then it might be sooner that I get
I don't care.
Yeah, 2 of us can
but I'll also last.
I'll
go first with you.
All right,
so Heyrin and Roisin.
Everybody roll.
Then Ula, then Kes, then Tomi. All right.
Yes.
All right, Heyrin and Roisin, you take the first watch. Go ahead and make me your perception checks.
Wait, isn't this kind of good? Because I'm like not perceptive.
Oh yeah, you were going on watches with other people anyway, right?
I think so, because I have a +0.
Mm.
That's a nat 1. 401.
23.
Nice.
Heyrin, what has you so distracted on your watch?
I am probably just falling asleep. I'm like trying to keep it, and then I just keep dozing off.
Roisin, like 10 minutes into the watch, you look over and Heyrin's just like head tilted back, just kind of like half snoring at like
yeah.
Right. I think she needs to sleep.
You very quickly notice as the watch goes on that the foliage in the ground has started like climbing up the hut. And by the end of your watch, it's like the hut is like a quarter of the way covered in this foliage.
Wow.
If I'm as Shay, not as Roisin or really as Shay, but if you suffocate inside us inside of this hut, I might quit the campaign.
I will try.
I will have a breakdown.
I do remember you telling me that story. And don't worry, I'm not going. I will. Okay. Shay, I make this promise to you now, this vow before the fake gods in the game and the lack of gods in real life, that I will never suffocate you inside of a Liamen's tiny hut.
Thank you. It's traumatic D&D experience.
I'll put it under the lines and veils.
D&D experience. I was like, what suffocation story is in your bag?
All right, so you
lines and veil, no hut suffocation, and no swamp. For
swamp rot, yeah.
10 sessions? 20 sessions?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Makes
sense. All right, Ula, you're up on the next shift. Okay. Roisin, do you mention anything about the vines? Or?
Yeah, so if you can tell, the vines have grown a little bit. It seems... So it's just interesting, you know? It's like, is this like because of what fell? Or are the vines like their own entity and they're trying to learn about us? Do they grow to a certain like length or height or like, you know, ooh. I don't know.
Do you want to stay awake for 10 more minutes? And I'm just going to stick my hand out of the tiny hut and just hold it still. And for as long as I can. So my con score is +1. I could probably get like 5 minutes, maybe? I don't know. Just, like, hold it as still as I possibly can to see if the vines are visibly moving to cover my hand.
Like, where are you holding it at?
Just outside the Lehman's tiny hut. So, like, my wrist is...
Like, how far above where the current vines are now?
Just, like, touching them. Just
oh, yeah,
them.
Like, the vines grow up and they just kind of circle your wrist and keep going up.
No constriction or anything. They're just regular plants that are growing magically fast.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild. Shake it off.
Literally fucking wild.
Yeah.
But okay. Are they growing elsewhere or just like on this new surface?
Roll me a nature check.
I'm so nature-y.
Oh shit.
Okay. 5, nat 1.
No idea.
Wild. I'm really tired. I'm going to go to sleep. Good luck.
Go to sleep. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Make me a perception check for your watch, Ula.
I can't roll that with advantage. No. That is yet another 9.
Number 9?
For a 16. It's 3 nines in a row.
It's quiet night, except you can actually hear the vines growing. Just that sound of plants just... you know, crackling and growing as they... and I'll also say, you also realize that, like, it's not just the plants in the huts. Like, as you, like, put your ear to the ground, the vines that are under the hut, like, just the, like, that are going along the grass, like, they're also just sort of growing and spreading.
So it's growing up on both sides of the hut?
Well, it's, like, just underneath it as well, is it, like... Like, you just get the idea that, like, the foliage in the ground is just getting thicker.
So we're being lifted slightly?
No, it's just there was foliage on the ground that you put the hut on top of. The hut has a floor, though. And so just...
Oh, the hut has a floor. I didn't know that. I thought we were sleeping on bare ground. Oh, okay, cool.
No. It's perfectly climate controlled. It's got a floor.
I knew it was climate controlled. Okay. Yeah. Wild.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nothing I'm going to do about it, though.
Kiss. Hey. By the end of your shift, like, the vines are more than halfway up the side of the hut.
Crazy.
You see plenty of holes for air to come through.
9 perception.
Yeah, quiet shift. Quiet shift. You watch the vines grow up as you as your shift continues on. And then Tomi, as it gets to be your shift, like, the vines are now, like, aside from, like, a small section at the top, almost completely up to the top of the hut.
Fascinating.
Huh. We're not concerned about this? I ask Cass. Is he waste me up?
We'll cut our way out if we need to. Good night.
All right. Hi, Vines. Morning.
Roll me a perception.
Please don't suffocate us.
Nobody has the speak with plants, whatever it is, spell.
23.
As the sun starts to come up in the morning, the vines have finished. They've covered the dome. But there's still like holes, gaps in them so you can see out. You hear footsteps outside and you look out, you don't see anything. They approach the hut and then they recede away a little quicker.
Okay. I'll creep over and wake up Chess because he is sneakier than I am. Or actually, they're sneakier than I am. There is somebody outside. They came over here and checked this out, and then they started walking away.
I look. Do I see anybody out there or anything there?
Vines are covering everything, right?
You can see through the vines. There's enough holes that you can see.
Oh,
out
we
of them.
Can. Oh, my God.
Nah. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that was something we're super concerned about. Yeah. Or not, or if it's cool.
I like, poke two fingers out between a couple of vines and stretch them. Can I see, are there footprints on the ground?
Roll me a survival check.
It's a 2 plus 1, so 3.
Nope.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. It was probably time for everybody to get up.
Yeah. Guys, wake up! What's up?
I wake up.
All right, y'all are awake.
Did we get to smash that long rest button?
Smash that long rest button.
Yay.
My shit.
Oops, sorry.
Heron, oh, sorry. What?
I was just gonna say, Heron, I'm gonna prep dispel magic, just so you know.
Okay. Are you also prepping locate object? Because I will. Have
object, yeah. Oh wait, okay. I have to prep spells now.
Gotcha. As we all go silent because we have to look at our spell lists.
The vines don't like recede when the sun comes up, do they?
No. So okay. you're able though to hack like your sword through them. They're just, you know, they're growing fast, but like they're not like attacking you or anything like that. They hack down just like normal plants. But I guess when you like hack through the vines that go out and, you know, answer nature's call, you see something on the ground.
Poop?
A pair of humanoid skulls have been left at the foot of the.
Wow!
At the foot of the
intimidation tactics.
At the foot of the hut.
Are they?
Does one of them look like a dwarf, and one of them an elf?
Yeah. Actually, that's probably a good.
Do what?
I said, does one of them look like a dwarf and one of them an elf?
Oh God! Really? They do?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Can you talk to dead people? That's really fucked. Anyone talk to dead people?
Well, that's the question.
I think these are past the point of talking.
Okay. I used to know somebody who could talk to dead people. She was real weird.
No, so that is the question, though, because I think I can take speak with dead, can't I? Maybe I can't. Hold on.
Yeah, but these don't have, like, tongues or lips or anything. You're not going to be able to talk to them.
Okay. I can't speak with dead?
Yeah, but Snart could speak. And he was just a skull.
Yeah.
He is magic, though.
It's true. Alright, well, that's horrifying. But Kes will, I guess... Do we think these are the rangers that went missing?
It's a reasonable assumption based off the description you're given of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we should probably take them back to Vigo then. So I'll pop them in the bag of holding.
Are there any, like, tracks around here?
Roll me a survival check.
Oh, I'm not good at that.
Okay, I as well.
If you'd like, if you also like to look for tracks.
Not perception.
Not perception. Nope.
17.
13.
Yeah, with your 17, like, you don't see any tracks, and you'd realize that, like, at the rate that these vines are growing, like, yeah, any tracks are probably, probably long since gone.
I do have speak with that. I thought, okay. I understand I can't use it. I just thought it was crazy that I didn't have it.
Now, producing... Sorry.
What?
Mine'll be fast. When you're prepping spells, that's not something that happens in your dreams overnight. It's something you do when you wake up in the morning,
yep,
right? Okay.
Yeah, no, whenever you wake up, you commune and do that. It would be funny though if you had to, like, you know, in your dream you had to, like, negotiate with your god for, like, what spells you get. It's just like, come on, man, I really could use Speak with Dead today. Oh, I don't know. All right, so it is the 24th of Sylvian. King's Day. Y'all are in the jungle's edge. You've got a pair of skulls in your bags now. Clearly an intimidation tactic or warning or threat. You're one of the above.
Fun.
Super fun.
I love being intimidated.
The enlarge reduce spell that was given to me. Is it still, like, it's just a minute? Still lasts a minute?
I believe that's the case.
Okay. So is the expectation that I would only reduce the size of this massive meteor by, or star by, for 1 minute? And then we have to bring it back somehow? Sorry, I just, for some reason, assumed that it was longer than that. So that we could transport it back. But it's not. So I would have to continuously do it.
I'm sure that it will magically work out when we get this.
Don't think about it too hard.
Okay. I just don't know whether I should prep it or not. Sorry.
Just I think that you're thinking. Probably right that it's good to have on hand. Just in case. Okay. I think long term we'll have to figure out something else, but if it's too bad, if it's too big to fit in the bag of holding but wouldn't bust the bag of holding in its full size, then enlarge reduce would get it into the bag where it could expand again if needed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I think it's a good idea.
All right. So, prepping spells. Continuing to move along at a slow pace so you can be stealthy.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And I'm assuming you're heading, continuing in the direction you're going and not heeding all these warnings and turning around.
Hell no.
All right. So, you
all. 1,000 gold, man.
You all continue to sneak. Make me another stealth check, everybody.
Stealth.
21.
God damn it! Another fucking 8! Jesus.
18. 21. 15. 15. 10. Alright. It's not as good as the previous day, but still not bad. And then survival check from Ula, since you're leading. With advantage.
I did a lot better.
And I do get advantage?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, do better than I did.
What'd you roll?
A 4 and a 5. So that's a 9. Wow. I'm not leading anymore. I can't roll well on that, and that's that. Mm-hmm. Unless you guys insist, someone else can take the helm. Because my +4 isn't doing shit for these shitty rolls.
All right. Well, you make your way past another day. A little past noon, By the way, the foliage is getting like you didn't think it could get denser, but somehow it is. It's just everything is just covered in plant as you're walking. There is no soil, there is no bark. It's all just fresh plant matter. About a little afternoon, you all hear the sounds of voices and hide. And you see a pair of those sort of raptor-like creatures that you encountered the day before moving by on some sort of patrol, you would gather. Mm-hmm. They don't carry any weapons. And they are conversing quietly with themselves. Would you like to hazard getting close enough to eavesdrop, or would you like to stay back? They do not seem to notice you currently.
Well, I can't go.
I don't speak primordial, so I'm...
Yeah.
I don't think I can stealth. So, as curious as I am, my absolute best bet is to not fucking move, because I'm just gonna fuck it up.
I could cast Comprehend Languages, and my stealth isn't horrible. Assuming
what are the components on Comprehend Languages?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think verbal is one of the components for Comprehend Languages.
It lasts for an hour, so I cast it away from them and then go towards them, right? Are we too close now to do that?
I would say at this point it's probably too close. If you wanted to wait till they're out of earshot and then try to like follow them, you could do that, but...
When you say your stealth isn't horrible, what do you mean?
I have a +3 to stealth.
Nice.
Okay. I have a +4, but I feel like Hayron's might be higher.
Nice.
Kess is definitely the highest of you all.
Yes.
Yeah. But
comprehension. Primordial.
Yeah.
Well, and I have tongues, but it's also verbal and material components. So
I'll try.
Teacher. Yeah. Since I am proficient in stealth, can I give Hayron the help action?
For stealthing?
Yeah, it's a skill.
Just tell me how you're going to help her stealth in this situation.
I'm going to, because I'm also very used to going out on a hunt by myself or with others, I will investigate and see areas that I know would make a crack or a noise or something and tell Hayron.
Seems flimsy, but sure, application approved.
Thank you.
I remind her to take her shoes off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't step on that giant twig right there that we can both see.
I don't know if I could see that, actually.
All right, so we're on your stealth check with advantage, Hayron.
And then we are under the understanding that verbal components will be...
You have to speak them very loudly to cast the spell.
That's, that's what I thought. So nothing I can do. Excuse me.
It's not great, but I did roll one nat one.
Wait, I think I have silent spell.
You mean subtle spell?
Subtle spell. Yes. No, I don't.
So what was your second die roll, Hayron?
19 total.
Oh, nice.
And, okay. And you also have a coin too, if you would like to employ your coin.
I think that you need to.
I will employ my coin. Do I roll both of them again, or just
one? Just one of them.
That's a natural 20.
Hey, very nice.
All right, silent is death. You sneak up within hearing range of these raptors, and there's just like, be very, yes, well, yes, my prune consumption has not increased, and my bowels are still very, very stuff. You gotta eat more prunes, yes. And after you follow them for a little bit, and after a while, they say, did you hear? There's more warm bloods nearby. Oh yes, I've heard. We sent them the omens. They'll be leaving soon. Warm bloods are cowards at heart. Yes, there's wisdom in this. Yes.
How tough do they look?
Roll me an insight check.
12.
They look exactly the same as the one you fought yesterday.
Okay. I go back.
Mm-hmm.
They think that we're leaving because they sent us the skulls.
Okay.
Well.
Hmm. Kes is going to reach out and poke Hayrin just to make sure she's not an illusion.
That's accurate, yes. Good idea.
Excuse me?
Just had to check that you are real.
Oh. I know, I hit that a lot. But also, they have prunes. A lot of prunes.
Prunes?
Prunes.
Huh. Good okay. for them.
Interesting. Alright. Well. So they were just two guys on a walk?
Or, like, they look more like they're patrolling.
Okay. They're just two bros on their lunch break? Okay. Well.
They're eating their steps in.
Yeah. I think nothing to do but forward, right?
When I was following them, did it seem like they were going in a specific, like, was there like a...
They were just walking in a direction.
In a direction, okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a...
Kind of in the direction you all came from, kind of towards your okay. dome.
So not the direction we're going, though.
No, the opposite direction, in fact.
Okay, great.
All right. So, you all continue onwards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll scoot our way.
All right. So, you all continue to head kind of north-northwesterly into deeper into this dense foliage. And as it reaches golden hour, you all crest a hill. Keeping close to the ground, and you see an awe-inspiring sight beneath you. Kind of being, you know, with the sun coming in and illuminating everything with this brilliant gold through the trees, you see a large clearing that's been carved out into the jungle. There is a large sort of crater in the center of it. Surrounding it are thousands of raptors, on their knees in homage to what appears to be this crater. Sitting on a large throne overlooking it, you see a raptor wearing some sort of ornate crown and holding a scepter. On the end of the scepter, you see this large alien stone that is glowing a sickly green color. As he is sitting here, you see a couple of raptors dragging another raptor that's clawing and hissing and screaming in no language known to man, the language of beasts, as it's drug up to the foot of the throne and this apparent regal monarch. The king drops their scepter and touches it on the head of the raptor, who screams out and convulses on the ground before getting up and looking around with intelligence in its eyes that it didn't have a moment ago. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Now,
this is going to be easy.
Yeah. When it was screaming, you said incomprehensible because it did not have intelligence, so it wasn't
saying.
Yeah.
Correct.
Dang.
And it's thousands of raptors? Or you said hundreds, right?
Thousands.
Oh, you said hundreds. I'm pretty.
Oh, you said hundreds.
No,
I'm... Yeah, it was hundreds.
No hundreds.
Yeah, we'll have to check the tape.
Yeah, as I say, in this moment, you realize that maybe your prisoner was not lying about some things.
I believed him.
I mean, I just didn't believe that it was possible. Wow, thousands. What the fuck?
Why would the DM do this to us?
Yeah, DM? We're just five guys. How was we thousands of raptors?
I'm was just it a little guy.
Was it like 1,000-ish or like 5, 10, 15,000.
Roll me a perception check.
Fuck you, nines!
Hey, it's the end of the session. You still have a coin.
I don't have a coin. I used it earlier.
Oh. Anybody else want to roll perception check?
Yes.
I'm fucking trained. I give the help action.
Point out. I use my inspiration.
Goddamn nines. I need to change
up. Ooh. Nice. What was it? Perception?
Mm-hmm.
22.
With a quick count, you'd guess it's probably somewhere between like 1,500 and 2,000.
Yeah, somewhere between like 1,500 and 2,000, guys. More or less.
What did you call it in the middle? Did you call it in the crater? Was there a star, a stone?
Nothing in the crater that you can see. Nothing is in it. All these raptors were like surrounding it. Kind of like a prostrate, homage.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a throne above it. Yeah.
Throne.
Yeah. And that is like all you can see in this little cleared out clearing.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
Unreasonable odds. That's cool.
Well, friend.
All right. So yes, we'll figure out what you do with this next time. So.
Yeah.
1,000 raptors.